Hey there, Friday morning. Up, Joe, what is it? August 4th? 3rd, maybe? Still cold as shit. We got the start. It's like the last couple years. We get the start for all this shit, fucking spring shit, and then it's fucking cold. Cold and frosty. You know, it's interesting. As you go along in life, you realize there's things that you may have been oblivious to, or you didn't know, or whatever. Just, it wasn't as apparent to you as it gets as you get older, and I realize how integral choices are in everybody's existence. I mean, every single fucking choice you make, how instrumental that is in who you are and how you cope with things. And I'm not going to throw out names here because there may be a day that this is going to get listened to, but there's someone in our family that can't just absorb the reality of things and try to regurgitate it in a healthy way. There's just this lag, and I gave up a long time ago trying to figure it out with this individual, and I'm only bringing it up because it just seems to perplex everybody in the family, and it's silly. Anyways, I'm not going to get stuck on that. I will bring up something that happened the other day. Colleen, actually, for the first time, I think since I went up to New York in years, actually acknowledged my existence and said nice words about the family and my family and, you know, my paintings and all this, that, and the other, and talked about all the good times she had with you and the Buffalo and everything when she came up here in Missouri. And yeah, I sent her a pretty decent sized response back and really extolled the virtues of you, and I tried to really include aspects of that letter that you were going to send her but never did, that we've all read. I think most of us have. And really wanted to make sure she understood, in my words I sent back, how culpable, capable, smart, and good you were, and how much good you left behind, and how nothing from here on out will ever be the same because you lived. And that's an excellent fucking thing. So that was kind of cool. I was just trying to wrap my head around a weird dream I had last night about, there's this neighbor dude I think has been in Nam, and he sits out on the porch and smokes, kind of glares at everybody, but he's not really doing it on purpose. He's just that kind of guy. Well, anyways, he has this little fucking kid, that his boy, I think, that lives with him. Him and his wife work nights and have like 5 dogs, and you know, they're done with the kids, so they have the dogs. But anyways, the boy still lives there intermittently, and this weird dream that for some reason I was in their house last night, and the kid comes in, he's fucking drunk, says he ran his fucking car into a pole, and the dad hops up, calm, nonchalant, not upset at all, and was like, "You need anything, honey? You know, you want some Oreos and milk?" And started just kind of talking to him like he was a 9-year-old. And I don't know, it was weird little segue. And I think that's the bigger things that I think about these neighbors around me. It's like how much you don't know about these people and how different they are. Because I've known like a handful of people relatively well on one strip of street, and that's fucking enough right there. I mean, the street that Carrie's sister lives on, I mean, the 4 or 5 people that we know on that street, they are all so polarizingly different that it's fucking, it'll boggle your mind. And I think about that with the neighbors around us. And we have a good relationship with the immediate neighbor next door, the grandfather, and we're cordial with everyone else. There is a family that has a kid with special needs up the way. That we get along with, but it's mind-boggling. And speaking of, yesterday was Autism Awareness Day, April 2nd. And I guess to christen the day, we went to the swimming pool last night, and I let Zen take Miles into the pool, and I was just putting the bag away and going to the bathroom in the locker room, and I come out, and Miles had fucking hopped out of the pool and went up to a little blonde girl and pulled her hair. That is the most mortifying thing that I could ever think, that would happen with Zen, to Zen, with none of us around. It's fucking unreal, man. I mean, it's like, there's no rest with him. And I can't depend, we can't depend on anyone but Carrie and I. It was just, I saw some guy in a report yesterday that said that he wished that his kid would die before him because he doesn't know who would take care of him. And I think about that I don't, goddamn, I want a Miles to completely have a beautiful, long, full life. And it just terrifies me that there's certain things that he's just going to have to depend on us for. And we're going to have to be there. I think it's going to be just lifelong. I don't know that he'll ever, I don't know. The future is one of those weird, foggy things. For most everybody else, they think about college and the grandkids and this, that, and the other. And with Miles, I have no idea what's behind that crystal ball. What is going to lie behind? And it seems like the older he gets, the more we realize how much he needs. And there you go again, fucking real briefly, fucking insurance, a fucking pain in the ass. Senna had to get some eye drops yesterday, and the shit was $87. And fucking insurance won't cover fucking speech therapy because it's not a fucking medical necessity. That's their fucking thing. It's like, fuck, man. All of us motherfuckers that are dealing with this autism spectrum and these special needs considerations get these stupid fucking excuses from these motherfuckers and these insurance companies. You know? The fucking greed of capitalism and all this bullshit. It's just fucking malarkey, hokey bullshit. It just, it's aggravating. It's completely aggravating. The only remedy that I see is drastic, like fucking pulling up the tents and fucking moving to Europe or somewhere where it's socialized and you get it and it's not a big fucking deal. Anyway, that's all I got for right now, pal. You enjoy it on the flip side.